business.
Amazon gets physical. Jeff and Andy's. The e-commerce giant wants to build department stores.
The world wants you to be typical. Don't let it happen, Jeff Bezos warned in April in his last annual shareholder letter as CEO of Amazon. Hence bewilderment that his e-empire is to adopt a retail format that is very typical indeed, the department store. Having helped drive many chains out of business, it is now eyeing the format to boost its own retail fortunes. As a company, Amazon is entering a more mature phase. Now with a new chief executive, Andy Jassy, it is being forced to recognise that pure e-commerce has limits. It is also facing fresh competition from conventional retailers like Walmart and Target that are belatedly showing that they too can do the internet well. Amazon's high street presence is small. Since 2015, it has opened 24 bookshops in America. Its 30 four-star shops, which stock items customers rate highly, function like a walk-in website. Whole Foods, an upmarket grocer it bought in 2017, contributes the bulk of its physical store revenues, which accounted for just 4% of Amazon's total sales in the most recent quarter. Its new Amazon Fresh grocery chain and Amazon Go cashierless stores barely chip in. So the new 30,000 square foot, that's 2,800 square metre retail spaces, it is reportedly envisaging, mark a departure. Amazon has neither confirmed nor denied its plans, but leaked details on the store's size and locations suggest substance behind the reports. The first are to open in California and Ohio. If they go well, Amazon is expected to roll out more. Why invest in the high street just as COVID-19 has lifted e-commerce? The growth rate of sales on Amazon's platforms, including third parties, had slowed before the crisis, from nearly 30% a year to below 20%. The trend reasserts itself as people return to shops. In the past quarter, Amazon's own online sales grew by only 16%, short of investors' muted expectations.